Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Woods. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Cumberland. Pitching for the New York Yankees, John Cumberland. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Munson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, Indians, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles now playing third base. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0 for 1 in the game. Cumberland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields the ball and throws to Cumberland covering. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon bunts towards the mound. Cumberland fields it and throws to first for the out. Belander moves to second. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton is walked intentionally. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2. Indians. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heidman hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 2 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Belander. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Munson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward pinch hits for John Cumberland. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munson tags and scores. Ellis tags and moves to third. Hansen tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Vince Colbert now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Peterson now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olander is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sims. White reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Colbert, and towards Heidman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Yankees. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kenney now playing third base. Danny Cater now playing first base. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 7, Indians, 7. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Gene Michael pinch hits for Fritz Peterson. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster. White reaches second base with a double. There goes Michael trying to get to home. Foster throws the ball into Fosse, who tags Michael, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims throws the ball into Heidman, who tags Woods trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 4 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Elander. Kenny reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Tepetino pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Frank Tepetino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tepetino strikes out. 2 outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny scores. It's 8-7, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Clark steals second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mercer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Fossey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heidman hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.